Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. This week, I talk about a big move of Spotify that will boost their new strategy. And I also talk about a huge makeover of Google Pay. And of course, much more. Please enjoy this new episode of Stephen's Week. This week, an update of Google Pay came out, and it's a complete makeover of their app. It's gonna go much further than what they had in the past. They actually have three services that they have. They have this Pay tab, where you can pay towards vendors or towards peers. You have Explore. And Explore means that you can look for deals and discounts of certain products, and then you can buy them directly through that app. And then they have Insights, and that's a really interesting one, because here they invite you to connect the data from your banking app to Google Pay, and they will give you more data. They will get more insights out of the data to see how you spend your money and what you do with it. And this is an interesting one. They're now basically going to use the data from banks to increase their services. So it's very interesting to see how popular this will be and what Google eventually will do with it and how they will create new services based on all this new information that they will get. During the pandemic, we saw a huge growth of e-commerce. I talked about this multiple times. But we've also seen now a huge growth in social commerce, where people buy directly from platforms like Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. In the beginning of the pandemic, about 27% of the US population used social platforms to buy stuff directly from them. Now, in November, it's already 35% of the US population who's using social platforms. And of course, the pandemic is pushing that, but also the offering from these platforms, like in the last few weeks, Instagram has changed their complete interface to make shopping more easy and make it more visible on their platform. And we've seen in China that social commerce is a huge thing. So I really believe that in the next few months and years, we're going to see a continuation of this growth of social commerce. This week, Spotify announced the acquisition of Megaphone, an online advertising platform specifically helping them out to insert advertisement into podcasts. And podcast is a huge market opportunity for Spotify. And their goal is to create more exclusive content so that they don't have to share revenues with the record labels. And podcast and original content will play a huge role in that. It's like Netflix did with content creation exclusively for them, then with TV shows and films. Now Spotify is doing the same thing, but then with exclusive audio content, which will, you know, be a big supportive part of their growth. And this acquisition of Megaphone, this advertising platform that has to enable them to create revenues for this market, is a big step forward for them. Did you already watch The Queen's Gambit, this new hot TV show that Netflix has? My wife and myself, we watched it last week, and it is fantastic. It's really, really nice to follow. But it's also cool to look at the impact of this series. First of all, if you look to the search results of Google, now all these famous opening moves of chess games have become hot search terms. And in the US, the chess app to play chess has become number 3 in the App Store again. So it's really, really cool to see how you can influence customer behavior with great content. If you have fantastic content and people are drawn to it, they will dive into that information, they will change their behavior. And this is just very promising for marketing people that, of course, maybe you cannot make a TV show like Netflix is doing, but if you create fantastic content, it can have a huge impact on people's behavior. And I thought this example of The Queen's Gambit was just a cool one to share with you. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to share it with your friends. Please like the video if you enjoyed it. And have a wonderful weekend. See you again next week for a new episode of Stephen's Week. Bye-bye.